This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour on this fabulous day, this fabulous hour of this fabulous relationship between Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and you on the Good Day program, here to help you decide. Remember the old George Bush used to say, "I'm the decider." And then there's an old expression, to not decide is to decide, right? Isn't that, if you don't decide,
yeah,
then you made a decision.
To not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, how? What's the story? What's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times, and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Fear. People make, most people, I'm sorry to say, make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight? When you're,
oh, yeah, fight or right. Flight or freeze or
that's
fawn.
It. Right. Yeah,
those
exactly.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You're reacting mm-hmm. rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help either in a big way or a small way. This shapes your life. And so think about how you make a decision. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering. It can be so fun. It's so energetic. It's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it. I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others, if it's okay, unless it really, you know, makes a mess of your relationships and stuff. And then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, they make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes they're difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? You know, that kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow, what a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, you know, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these
we
conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations that we have off air, and that's
right.
The podcast.
So, yeah, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything. Inflation. But is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start or where does it stop? It isn't, the company can't charge more for what it's doing, therefore they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion ring here under the circumstances? So it's all these decisions about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
Well, and sometimes people just grow apart, and
yeah,
sometimes it's you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to
yep.
be miserable and stay
yeah.
married. And yeah, and sometimes people have that, or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce, where
yep.
there's just so much animosity, there is no coming back from it.
Hmm.
That's miserable too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
Speaking of miserable, Clarence Thomas is supposed to have, along with all the rest of the members of the Supreme Court, filed the annual financial disclosure report. And because he has been increasingly scrutinized for being unethical, he has now added to the charges or added to the speculation because he's asked for an extension to file his financial disclosure forms. Now, why would that be? If you're doing everything on the up and up, then there should be no problem. But he has asked for a delay in filing. It is allowed under federal law. He can do that. But the rest of the justices submitted their annual financial disclosure reports this week. And these things include how much money you made, what your assets are, gifts that have been given to you, stock holdings, when you bought stock, when you sold it, that sort of thing. So, and they're all posted. They were posted this week, except for Clarence Thomas. So what is there about what he's doing? I know, in my mind, I know what I think he's doing. He's had many ethical lapses, and there have been a lot of reports about him and what he's doing, taking lavish trips. His fellow Harlan Crow, a billionaire, big donor to Republican causes, has basically been paying the bill for Justice Thomas and his wife for quite a long time. And then the question comes, the reason they have these ethical, and then, by the way, members of the House and Senate are supposed to do the same thing. I don't know, there's so much cheating going on everywhere, so many people taking advantage of situations that they become aware of because of their positions in government. They make tons of dough. I have never, ever, and maybe this is part of it, somebody said, one person sent me a note once, calling me a bigot. I don't like black people because I'm not a fan of Clarence Thomas. You know how stupid that sounds in reality? Really? Because one guy, I don't care what his skin color is, I'd say the same thing about any of them. Roberts, Alioto, any of the people that are on the Supreme Court. They should be above reproach. And part of the problem is how they are picked and how they are put into that office, because the politics that are in everything now enter into this. And it started when George Bush the father was the president, really. I think that's when, although don't kid yourself, there were plenty of things going on when LBJ was president. And, you go back to the crook. And as I liked JFK, I didn't like him. I didn't vote for him, but I voted for Nixon. But I thought that JFK was doing a good job. He was inspiring, kind of. I didn't vote for Clinton either, but I thought he was a good president, and there was an inspiration there that came from how he conducted. I'm going to talk about his personal life, but in the case of the Supreme Court, it's hard to separate your personal life from the life of being on the Supreme Court. It's part of the deal. That's the way it is down on the farm. So anyway, I think I've said what I need to say about him. Something to be aware of. People say, pick on somebody else. I'm not picking on anybody. You make your choices. Back to what I was saying earlier about choices. You make a choice.
Well, and it's not like you're saying, I don't like this person, then moving on. You are giving your reasons for not liking somebody.
Yep. All right, here's the story of a 10-year-old girl, boys and girls. This is something really to hold this young lady up. This is a girl who survives a night alone in a remote area of Washington. She got separated from her family, but she has been found alive about a mile and a half from where she was last seen in the this area, which is, I guess, it's a state park or something. In a river area. So this girl got separated from the group, her family. This family actually came to America from Afghanistan, brought over here a couple of years ago. There were a lot of people that came from Iraq and came from Afghanistan that were allowed, like the Vietnamese after the war. There were people who were helpful during the war, families and folks who were given American citizenship, or at least green cards, or at least access to come to America. And I'm suspecting, although I don't know it for sure here, that this is part of that program. Anyway, the bottom line here is that she got lost and she survived. So, good for her.
10-year-old.
Yep. Right. All right, here's the latest on this school bus that crashes into a tanker truck in South Carolina. Students go to the hospital. Some of them are still in there after a week in the hospital. Most of them are okay. This is a nightmare for those of you. We were talking about going to school and coming home and stuff and the vagaries of life in 2023, as much as anything else. Number of people, the way people drive. This bus had 43 students. And the bus, I'm not sure whether it rolled over or what, but I know that if you're going to hit a tanker truck, excuse me, you're not going to come out of it on top unless you're another tanker truck. So at least nobody was killed in it. But it's kind of it's a hairy thing for parents to hear and go through stuff like that for sure. It's 18 after on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour. Let's see what is trending. Those people who have gone to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Good Day Radio Show or Twitter Good Day On Air to be heard, or not be heard because there's no audio here, although you can reach us as well with the input at 855-999-DOUG. But we have questions. Jay posted something about AM radio and the fight against AM radio by some of the vehicle manufacturers. And so we're curious about the conspiracy. What do you think? Do you have a conspiracy theory floating
or
around?
Or have been any conspiracy theories you've heard people in your camp talking about?
Yeah, right. All right, let's see here. I love listening to AM radio. Listen all day to talk stations. About 4 years ago, I bought 100 radio show CDs. They arrived about a week before I bought my new car. Guess what? The car manufacturer no longer has a CD player. That's a ripoff, too. But where do you get 100 radio show CDs? That's what I'd like to know. Where do you get CDs? Yeah, I don't. That's a new one on me. Can you get a CD of this program? Not. I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't seem like we've gone backwards, because I remember once upon a time where you had your own portable CD player, and there was this additional thing you could buy where the headphone jack was, you plug that in, and it's a cassette on the other side, and then you put the cassette in your dashboard, and then that's how you can play CDs.
Here's a lady who says, I love listening to the talk radio shows. I've been since, let's see, it's been a while. I've been since I was, what does this say? Have been, I love listening and have been, I don't know.
Have been since I was little, way back then. Like, they actually played music before FM stations were popular.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. This woman likes listening to the Braves game. I can't tell you how many people, I can tell you, the stats are in the tens of millions of people who, during the spring and summer and fall, their favorite pastime is to listen to the nation's pastime on their favorite radio station. Most of the radio stations carrying baseball are AM stations. Interesting, because in the football world, a lot of stations, mostly the sports and news talk stations, carry baseball games. But when it comes to football, it's FM music stations, often rock stations, that kind of stuff, that pick up the younger male audience. Those are the places
they have the rights to air.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, let's see. Greg, no conspiracy, just corporate decisions without any real critical thought of the wider implications. And this goes back to what I was saying before about making decisions. You make your own. Corporations make theirs. This fellow makes reference to the Bud Light thing. You know what? We never really talked about that very much because I didn't think it was, at the time, as explosive as it was, frankly, what the impact was of those ads on the company Anheuser-Busch and how it lost $15 billion in stock value in one day because of those ads. Did you ever have how many ads ran? Do you remember, Jay?
I don't think there were that many. It was almost more of just an online thing and partnership, sponsorship stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. And then Terry just says, please keep AM. That's the idea. We're heading in that direction, or we're trying to head in that direction as much as anything else. But sometimes, you know, under the circumstances, there are more powerful, as much as we would like that not to be the case, the power of the purse, and, you know, that's something you can't get beyond or get over. I've continued to like, by the way, thank you for sharing some of the inspirational things that we have asked for as well on our site. The things that we've gotten so many great things there. Thank you very much. I appreciate it when you spend time to share your thoughts. That's what it's all about. Facebook and Instagram again, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air, plus 855-999-DOUG. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Dine with Seinfeld's parents. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can still afford to dine out occasionally by shopping smart. As they do at Del Boca Vista, eat early. In restaurant lingo, you are in the first turn. A certain oyster bar my wife and I like offers buck a shuck before 6 p.m. Other tips? Opt in if your favorite spot has an email list. They'll tout specials. Have dessert at home. It and drinks are restaurants' most profitable items, and every add-on adds up to the tip. Members actually bother reading what AAA and AARP send you. You're entitled to a discount at some restaurants. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not, you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Celebration. That's what works for me. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Another half hour with Jay and me and James at the controls and all the people that are out there. Maybe thousands, maybe millions. Wowie zowie. Speaking of numbers, as we were talking about that young lady who got lost and then was found, I was thinking about how many natural recreational areas we have. I think was it yesterday or the day before, Jay, we were talking about another incident like this. Somebody got lost, and then you actually get down to the nitty-gritty. What are the taxpayers paying for? Do you know that the United States has 1,300 parks and therefore all these trails run by the Interior Department? And they have just added 9 new places, to the network. There are a lot of opportunities for people, especially this time of year, we want to go out and, right? We want to hike, yeah, we want to bike, we want to do all this stuff. Let's go!
And it's good to work out.
Yep. Some of these places, the places that are well known, maybe more than those that are not. I live, my farm and my house actually are next to about 1,000 acres of protected land, the state park, which is visited every day by lots of people walking their dog and riding their bikes and taking advantage of things. I farm about 60 acres of the park that are open, and the rest of it's woodland and trails and that sort of thing. And it's the sort of, you know, you think about how much money goes to supporting these things. The taxpayers, the public expects to have these opportunities. Although I think they're more, this program sort of started during Roosevelt's time, and after World War II it expanded quite a bit. But think about what we have for beauty in our country. If you can put aside all the other stuff that we get upset about, most of it is foolishness when you get right down to brass tacks. We're so busy arguing with ourselves or looking at the wrong side of the coin. And I admit to this every once in a while. That's why I get called Captain Curmudgeon, because it just weighs heavily on me and I just kind of want to unload it. But maybe a better way of doing that, I mean, I have my therapy session here, many hours every day talking to all of you, and perhaps your therapy is responding in some way, shape, or form. But other therapies are available, like going outdoors, like enjoying recreational activities, and also mm-hmm. it helps, you know, the local areas around the country. But I'm just thinking, the one time I saw, I was in Yellowstone only once. I remember driving. The road is kind of off the beaten path. You ever been there? There's a little sign on the road. The sign, at least the road that I took in, had a little like 3x5 sign with Yellowstone and an arrow. It pointed out. That was it. And so getting there, the route I took was beautiful. It just was magnificent. And during the era when I was visiting lots of radio stations, I had about a 15-20 years that I would go around a lot to stations, and I'd drive around the country. And I think that was one of the trips that I took when I went by Yellowstone, and I just sat there for a few minutes in the car looking at what there was to see. And it does sober you up, I think, looking at that, understanding what we have here. And here I am going off onto a toot like I do from time to time about the beauty of nature, about the vastness of the universe, about the being thankful for what you have, and not always being talking, you always talk about what you don't have, the haves versus the have-nots. Is
yeah.
just, you
know, and sometimes just sitting the
animal world.
Brain.
You know, the animal world. I guess that's what I look at. Yesterday I saw one of the most beautiful butterflies I ever saw. And it was, you know, I go out on the tractor, I'm in the fields in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, and you see some people, they see things and they want to kill it for whatever the reason. I don't understand.
Like,
I mean, there are a lot of pests around. There are a lot of invasive things that pose a risk to the beauty that we have, and the trees and the fruits and the veggies and that sort of stuff. And I guess if I wanted to make this a Debbie or a Dougie Downer, we could talk about the spotted lantern fly. It comes to us from our friends, in quotation mark, in China. The lantern fly, somehow or other, has gotten from China to Pennsylvania and now eating up things. Kind of like the, we have certain worms that get into trees sometimes when it's a very moist season. I think it happens mostly in New England more than anything else or any place else. But a lot of areas around the country have different things. But the Chinese have not offered this to us, but they have prepared, or they've somehow or other created, they have, through hybridization, created a couple of wasps that attack lanternfly eggs and the young insects and eat them. So you'd think that if the Chinese were really the good, wonderful people that they want us all to believe that they are, which we know they aren't. But I don't know why we don't have scientists and people in our government going over to China saying, we want some of these bees that you, the wasps, so we can get rid of this problem before it becomes
no,
a bigger problem.
No, do not bring those things over here.
Well, how are you going to get rid of the lantern flies?
You want to bring big stinging objects over here?
Are you talking about the murder?
The giant hornets? Murder hornets.
I think these are different. These are not the murder hornets. These are something else.
But there's still like so many other things. Like there's the Asian giant hornet.
Well, we shouldn't have had the lantern flies here in the first place. That's a Chinese problem.
Well, yeah, they definitely are doing damage to crops and land, but they don't bite, do they? They don't bite or sting?
No, they just affect the...
But if you bring things over to kill them that have stingers, they're still going to sting humans.
All right, so...
That is my phobia. I am terrified. Terrified. Like, I am going through an anxiety attack as we speak about this.
Really?
I'm sweating. Okay. I'm like, don't bring those over here.
All right. I'm sorry. Oh, gee.
Oh, gee. Oh, gee. Fun fact about me, I'm terrified of bugs.
Okay. All right, so let's talk... Okay, the good news department. Let's listen. Damned if I do and damned if I don't. Here's the story of a North Texas family celebrating a very unique achievement this week, and this is the second time it's happened. Here's a young woman who recently earned her high school diploma at the age of 14, following in the footsteps of her older sister, who graduated from the same high school at the same age 4 years ago, and she's now at Laterno University. She mirrored her sister. That's what this younger sister did. She said, I want to do what my sister did, and she set out her mind to do it, and she did it. That's a pretty cool statement on siblings, on determination, on putting your mind on something and getting it done. This is something we all can aspire to. And it seems that it happens more often these days with people who come to our country legally, legitimately, and make a stand. They see this opportunity, so they take advantage of it. Look at the names on the spelling bee. Remember we were talking about this last week, the National Spelling Bee?
Mm-hmm.
These 14-year-old kids, none of whom have names that are easy to pronounce. Is that the nicest way I can say that they are immigrants, legal immigrants, or their families are immigrants, or whatever it is?
This will be second or third generation.
Yeah.
Americans, anyway.
So the point is, one of the points that I'm making is that people who come here who see what we have and are not trying to take advantage of us through some of these more useless immigration programs or lack thereof, but people who come here legitimately, people who seize the opportunity, people who contribute. Imagine what those two sisters are going to contribute to society when they get out of school. Well, they could be teachers, professors, they could be inventors, they could be doctors, they could be anything.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like we are seeing more and more stories of this, of people graduating high school, entering college at such a young age, where once upon a time it was very few and far between. Like, there's this 10-year-old, there's this 12-year-old, and now it seems pretty regular.
Part of it speaks to how easy it is that high school or schools themselves are not as challenging as they used to be. I think there's a lot of that. Some of them are if they are good programs. But schools should be the same for everybody. It shouldn't be that this is a magnet school or a charter school. Let's get my grandson goes to a charter school because it's a better school than the neighborhood school. Well, everybody's paying the same amount of taxes, so why shouldn't the schools everywhere be the same quality? And that's be the best they can be. That's something to ask your school board. Why isn't the school on the south side of town the same as the school on the north side of town? Or what? There's something different in the quality of the people who live on that side of town? That's a real argument. You can have a real good time with that. And there's no way they can fumble and bumble their way out of it. You can't excuse a poorer school because that's the poor side of town. You can't excuse that away. But some people get away with it. Scuba diver. That's my New England. Scuba. I'm trying to... Diver. A diver? D-I-V-E-R. Diver. All right. Finds live tear gas grenade. How'd you like to be this guy? Exploring the depths of Lake Murray in Oklahoma last week. There are a number of items that have been released by the Love County Sheriff's Office. A scuba diver, there I am again, scuba diver, talking about the smoke, some kind of a bomb or smoke grenade that they found at the bottom. Where would that have come from? I don't know. Did they figure out where it came from?
I don't think they figured it out yet, but yeah.
Mm.
And
all right.
Be careful what you find.
Yep, exactly. Okay. So speaking of finding things, there's a Greek diver who specializes in locating sunken ships, announcing this week that he found a British submarine that disappeared in 1942 in World War II in the Aegean Sea. So this guy now has found, he and his team have found the wreck of the HMS Triumph, a British submarine, in only 670 feet of water. The submarine started, the search for it started in 1998. This guy says this is the hardest mission I've ever been hired to do. He also posted a video on Facebook with images of the wrecked submarine. And the thing that has, it's rusted, you can see the inside of it, the steering wheel, the compass, the cannon, the plug to the right of the torpedo, that kind of stuff. A lot of detail. And then there's, you can see some video. This sort of reminds me of the story of my great uncle, for whom I was named Dudley, who's the commander of the USS Wahoo. I've told that story on the air, how his ship was in 280 feet of water off the coast of Russia, and the Russians knew it and never told us till after the end of the Cold War. So a lot of that stuff out there, that's for sure. It's 48 past the hour now. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 57.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. I don't want to. Sometimes I eat my syllables. Elizabeth Miller, not Elizabeth. Or what do they call? Do anybody call you Liz or call you Beth or is it?
You know,
just
everybody calls me something different. Really, I've got A. I've got Eliza, Lizzie, Beth. My maiden name, I got a lot of names.
Well, we're happy to have you here no matter what your name is. So, let's, for fun, we were just talking off the air before we started to talk to you on the air about the people who call in with references. I think many companies say they do this, and a lot of folks rely on Yelp reviews or Facebook reviews or reviews that may be on your website, toploss.com. First of all, they work with consultants like you. You and others who are on the staff there actually help people through the program, but then they're happy to tell you, recording their feelings about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. And with Calitran, a lot of people are shocked. It's like you start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger. Your joints are starting to feel better. And so, you know, we get a lot of customers who love doing testimonials. You know, they want to call in, they want to tell us all about it. We've got, you know, messages all over Facebook posts and everything. We get them all the time. We get a lot of repeat customers, you know, customers who either lost the weight with it years ago, who want to lose weight again, or maybe they just love it for all the side benefits, or they're seeing the results. You know, they ordered just one bottle and they're like, well, I need to order some more. So it really is an awesome health supplement that you're going to love for weight loss and more.
You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com. And I don't think I've ever put anybody on the air. You ought to send us some of that audio so that in the time that when you're not on actually talking about the product, we can use some. I can introduce, here's Ray from Peoria, and he's a successful Calitrin participant, and then we just listen to him do the same thing that he's done on your website, so we get more people to listen and understand how Calitrin actually works.
Absolutely, y'all. I've seen the files. There are like hundreds, if not thousands, of those, you know, just those recorded testimonials. And then, of course, we've got the before and after images. People send us those. They send us progress photos. And, you know, we get a lot more than what we post. Obviously, you know, some people don't want to share those publicly.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But you know, we get them every day, customers sharing their success stories. And it's really so inspiring. And it's just, it's one of the reasons that I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up. Really inspiring.
And the other thing that's creative and interesting, we always are talking at the end of our conversation about what the specials are. And I just look, there's so many different ways that people can buy this product. It comes available as a capsule, as a liquid, as a powder. You can buy 3 months, you can buy 2 months, you can buy a 1 month supply, 4 month supply. I just tell people that I think you get on it and you stay on it because it's really good for your body. Besides helping you lose weight, it's a detoxification. How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month supply, this is what will happen. Buy a 2 month supply, this is what will happen.
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating, of course, all of those side benefits. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. So really, you could sit down and do your math and figure it out. But I can tell you, I lost 40 pounds with it. That took me right at 5 months. Obviously, everybody's different. Their bodies are different. Some people lose more faster. Some people, it takes a little bit longer. But it really is. It's proven to work for weight loss and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. But there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us understand what's going on, the whys and the wherefores, if you will, of this great product, Calitrin. 59 past the hour on Good Day. You're welcome.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.